folks. Dave Patterson in Branson, Missouri, with the Country Club reporting for radio station Q104. And I had the distinct pleasure of visiting with Mel Tillis in the Mel Tillis Theater. Mel's career has covered 37 years. Mel has written songs recorded by Brenda Lee, Charlie Pride, Ricky Skaggs, the Oak Ridge Boys, George Strait, Kenny Rogers, and more. Mel has appeared in more than a dozen films, several TV movies. Mel has also found time to record music himself. Folks, it gives me great, great pleasure to introduce to Sault Ste. Marie on Q104 a country legend, Mr. Mel Tillis. Hello. Hi, Mel.
Hello there, Dave. How are you doing, buddy? Welcome to Branson.
Thanks very much, and we're doing
you
great.
You know, you're a little awful there. I've been in the business for 40 years now. It'll be 40 years this June.
Well, I'll tell you. See that right there, Mel? That was 40, and when I read your bio, it said 37, so I changed it. I didn't want to make you sound older than you were.
Yeah, well, I went there, and I'm 56.
That's right. That's what it did say in there. Okay. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
And, you're the youngest looking 50-year-old I've ever seen, so we'll put it that way. Mel, you've got a fantastic theater here. Just a great theater.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're awfully proud of it.
Well, you should be. Now, when we were in here last year, we saw your show. Had to come back. Second time we've been here. One question I'm going over for first. Mel, I have to tell you about almost every show we've attended has mentioned Mel Tillis, and some, if not all, have gave credit to Mel Tillis for them being here. How does that make you feel?
Oh, well, you know, that makes me feel awfully good. We have tried to help all the acts that have moved here like I did, and they didn't have any idea about owning a theater or becoming, sit-downs, what we call the sit-down jobs. And it's every day. You know, we do two shows a day and 6 days a week. And in October, we go for 7 days a week, two shows a day. And they asked us all about that and about the advertisement and all that kind of stuff. And we're just honored to help them.
It's a fantastic town for anybody that likes country music. What plans does Mel Tillis have for his theater in Branson in the future?
Well, we just finished a recording studio here. We'll be doing some live albums from the stage. Not only with myself, with Mel Tillis, but be doing some albums, a live album here with my daughter. She's expressed an interest in that, and hopefully some other acts will come in, some contemporary acts that are hot today. Maybe we'll get old Twain, the girl from Canada?
Well, she's just a few miles north of the Sioux. Yeah, Shania Twain.
Yeah.
She certainly made her share.
Yeah, boy, and she's doing great.
Yeah, she's doing got a great future. Yeah.
And we're going to have, do some TV, productions, out of here. We're building a studio, TV studio also, so...
On the recordings, Mel, do you plan on doing some producing yourself, or...
No.
That's not in your future?
No,
okay.
I won't produce.
Well, I know you're busy. You got a show. Your phone's ringing. You have a show coming up, and I appreciate you giving us this time. That's one thing I've mentioned on the other interviews, is the low-keyed level that people of your stature carry in Branson. Getting close to you people has not been that hard. Sitting down talking to you doesn't intimidate me at all.
Well, we've got the time here, before on the road, you're here one day and you're there the next day and you just don't have all that much time. But now here we can take the time to talk with the people. Usually we sign autographs after the show and we have an opportunity to meet folks and stuff like that.
Well, you've certainly found the time. Everybody has found the time. And Mel, on behalf of the Country Club radio station Q104 back in Sault Ste. Marie, and for myself, Dave Patterson, I feel very honored to be sitting here interviewing you, and I thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Well, I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mel.
Uh-huh.